This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Public impeachment testimony before the House Intelligence Committee has ended. Democrats argue it strengthened the case against President Donald Trump, but it seems Republicans are sticking with the president no matter what. With impeachment all but certain, the focus could soon shift to the Republican-held Senate, which would serve as a jury if articles of impeachment are drawn up and approved by the House. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports on the Senate phase of the probe.
The White House and Senate Republicans are preparing for a Senate impeachment trial. Two people familiar with the session tell the Associated Press Republican senators were at the White House Thursday to discuss strategy. One aide says the meeting lasted about an hour. President Donald Trump also had lunch with a different group of Republican senators. On Capitol Hill, GOP Senator John Kennedy told reporters,
"When it gets to the Senate, we're going to do it right.
Republicans control the Senate 53-47. 51 votes are needed to acquit the president in an impeachment trial. Mike Gracia, Washington.
President Trump's stated view on all this, bring it on.
I want a trial. You know, I could think I could have it.
You want a trial?
Whatever I want. Oh, I would. Look, number one, they should never, ever impeach.
On his much-criticized personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, over Ukraine policy.
He was the greatest mayor in the history of New York, and he was the greatest crime fighter probably in the last 50 years. When you're dealing with a corrupt country, if Rudy Giuliani, he's got credentials because of his reputation.
One of the Islamic State's most feared affiliates has apparently suffered a major setback, though U.S. officials caution reports the terror group was obliterated are overblown. Islamic State Khorasan, the terror group's Afghan branch, has reportedly all but collapsed in the country's eastern Nangarhar province following months of fighting. The U.S. assessment is in contrast with the Afghan government view that the victory in Nangarhar was conclusive. From Washington, this is VOA News.